Morning, Alderman J.P. Smith, Mayoral Committee Member for Safety and Security for the City of Cape Town. Joining me on the line now, J.P., lovely to have you on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa.
At a meeting where we were both at, the Joint Association's Joint Members Association meeting, talking particularly to the issue of crime, you highlighted the need for very good, very strong, and the growing popularity, I suppose, of neighborhood watches. And I thought it important for us to reflect on that, given the survey results published by the Stats SA around annual governance, public safety and justice survey. We know that not every incident of crime is reported to SAPS, so often those crime stats are not really a true reflection of what is happening, whereas Stats SA has gone to speak to individual South Africans, and we really had a much more appropriate reflection of levels of crime. And neighborhood watches are going to be a very key component in fighting that crime, aren't they?
I don't think they're going to be. I think they have been. One of the areas of crime in Cape Town that has improved by and large is property-related crime. And, I mean, the most recent stats show a little bit of that. The previous year's stats showed significant improvements. And I don't know that that's got an awful lot to do with the police. At that stage, Metro Police and law enforcement haven't increased much. SAPS is on a general downward trajectory. And because much of this crime is committed by repeat offenders, if you go and read Rudolfson's book, Home Invasion, when he interviews aggravated house robbers, these are people with long, steady careers of repeating this offense. The key problem is that they're not being put away. And I raise this because I heard you refer earlier to the detectives. And you must understand that at the moment, I had the privilege of, and sorry, I'm going on a bit of a sidetrack, but I had the privilege of meeting the head of detectives in Liverpool in Merseyside Police, who says that none of his detectives have a caseload of more than 25 at the most extreme, and the detective can't handle more than that realistically. And then when I came back, I was barely back in province, published a report that said none of our detectives have less than around 200 cases, which means your detective has 20, 25 cases and 175 or so he's never going to get to, no matter how hard he or she works. So neighborhood watches have become very important, and I think that they are the factor that has improved that property crime statistics, not the police, because we haven't seen meaningful improvements in crime intelligence or policing interventions around putting house robbers away. I will tell you that most of that, the progress has been made by neighborhood watches, their local intelligence, and the use of LPR cameras, and just general community cohesion and cooperation. Patrolling, and that's what's improved that statistic.
Let's perhaps then understand one more time what the purview of neighborhood watches actually is. What can they do and what can't they do?
Well, that's a hard thing to define. The traditional neighborhood watch is observe and report. In other words, your neighborhood watch members generally from whether the front window of their property or as they move around the community, are observing things that are out of the ordinary and reporting it to local police or, in South Africa, often private security to respond to either prevent crime or to interdict it while it's happening, or sometimes after a person has stolen something to be able to catch them with it. In neighborhood watches in South Africa, and particularly in Cape Town, have gone in a very different direction, and I think it's a matter of being compelled to do so through need, through the challenges to policing, and that is that they've gone on active patrol, visibly with yellow lights and bibs and vehicles in some cases. They've put up LPR cameras, they put up normal CCTV cameras on their properties, and in conjunction with the city, they are monitoring spaces. I was at the retreat in Grassy Park about a month ago in their control room. Grassy Park has its own CCTV control room where local residents and neighborhood watchers monitor the cameras in their areas, and some of the vehicle patrols then respond to what they see. So there's a lot of, if you want to call it, privateering of the policing function, and that's why accreditation has become so important, to make sure that all of that stays on a moral and ethical level and doesn't degenerate into unwelcome vigilantism.
And what is that accreditation process?
So the Provincial Community Safety Act manages this. It's not something that the city is involved in. We will support and assist neighborhood watches through our various neighborhood watch coordinators across the city to apply for and to work towards the requirements of that accreditation. But they have to apply to province. There's a consultation session with the community. There's a criminal record clearance. The CPF and the local police station is consulted. However, cannot necessarily prevent the accreditation because in the past we've had a lot of gatekeeping. So the Act allows for consultation with those local entities. And the neighborhood watchers undergo training. And after the training, there's also equipment, the usual sort of jacket, torches, bicycles. But that has been steadily expanding. And in some cases now, even night vision glasses. And I think in the case of at least one neighborhood watch, the councillor bought them a drone with the award allocation funding. And if night vision glasses sound exotic in many areas where you have green belts adjacent to it, the ability to see people after a robbery moving through that green belt is actually quite useful in apprehending them.
And how have you found, JP, that the neighborhood watches work with, I suppose, infrastructure already in place? Here, we're not only talking about the SAPS and the sort of cluster commanders, if you like, in that kind of sphere, but also we're referring to private security that some of the suburbs and neighborhoods are able to afford. And if you go to township areas and informal settlements where street committee culture is very strong, how do you find that the neighborhood watches are interfacing with those different, I suppose, fighters of crime, if you like?
Well, I think you've been doing this job for too long because you already answered that question. You know the situation well. You've mentioned many of the partners that the neighborhood watchers partner with, and I think they're better than the government at building partnerships. They have skin in the game. They have a direct measurable interest, so they wanted to succeed. They are the best ones at assessing all available local resources and figuring out what those are and then pulling them together, whether it's private security, street committees, business owners, the councillor and the city council, SAPs, you know, whatever policing resource they can lay their hands on, partnerships with Sand Parks, whoever else they overlap with. So they're the most effective gluer together of resources, and the partnerships they pursue, in my experience, is sometimes frustrated. They struggle sometimes to get some of the stakeholders on board, but increasingly as their role is increasingly acknowledged, I think that's becoming easier, and I think they do brilliant work. You also have individual movers and shakers, you know, the Susan Yankees of this world. There's a lady in Delft who, I don't know, I think she's on her 14th neighborhood watch that she's been responsible for starting. So she goes from one neighborhood watch to the other all over Delft. And you have people like that across the city who, for no paid reason, for no particular benefit, just are motivated to do this. They're safety activists. And they just create the one structure after the other and support them. And that's why we created our network of neighborhood watch coordinators to respond to these people and assist them.
JP, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Enjoy what's left of your Sunday. Alderman JP Smith is the Mayoral Committee Member for Safety and Security at the City of Cape Town.